with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys Show.
Welcome back. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. I hope you get an opportunity to get out and fire up a grill or a smoker in your backyard. And, you know, create some grill envy in your neighborhood, because there's still a ton of time, man. If you're going to real deer camp rather than a class reunion like I went to a month ago, you can still bring a grill along. It's a great time to fire up a little food and make it happen. And love this time of year. Love that little snap in the air. You know, it's high 45, 50 degrees. You can wear a flannel shirt and a vest. Be comfortable. That's living in my world.
It's like the ultimate garb, dude.
Right.
Okay? That is like my favorite. You talk about a wardrobe,
right?
If I had nothing but Stormy Cromer flannel and my nice puffy Columbia and right. all those nice vests, I don't need anything else. I don't care about skinny jeans or these little.
You don't care about them, or you can't fit in them? Which is it? I know which it is for me.
I think you're just trying to get on the last nerve I have left. Let's talk about
when you came into the studio today and you said, "Hey, I'm on a new diet. I've been on it 3 days and I lost 9 pounds." I'm like, come on. Oh, that's right. I invited a brewer in today.
Yeah, totally whacked it.
450 why calories have, per glass.
Why do you have
beer?
To reveal me over the airwaves? So anyway, that wasn't intended for public, but thank you. Steelhead on the grill.
Okay. Hey, that's healthy. Yeah.
It is.
I know.
And they're not quite. I'm heading up to the woods right now after the show. And I took a little time off. I'm going to go do a 4-day hunt.
Time to do it.
And then I got all another right. one coming. Headed to see the Indianapolis Colts. We've got a suite. Carrier has a suite down in Indianapolis.
Nice.
So we're taking a bunch of dealers down there to see the Colts right before rifle opener. As soon as I get back, and my wife doesn't know this yet. As soon as I get back, I'm leaving for an extended hunt back up to Whipple Lake. So that'll be my third hunt of the year.
It's good to be Bob.
It is.
It's good to be Bob.
It's good to have vacation time. Yeah. But so while I'm up there on that trip, I'm going to do a little steelhead fishing on the PM because I'm near the Pierre Marquette, which is in western Michigan, depending on where you're listening from. And it's the trout mecca of the Midwest. And steelhead is probably one of the greatest meats in the world. Right up there with swordfish, mahi-mahi, which right. is Portuguese dolphin, perch, and
walleye,
I'm going to say
Captain Ken's walleye.
Yellowfin yeah. tuna.
Yeah. Yep, exactly. So what are you going to do with the steelhead?
Well, I want to see what kind of beer we would pair with it first, because steelhead is such a versatile protein and such a beautiful chunk of meat that you can cook it so many ways. But what are we going to try here?
So you've got a diet-busting peanut butter cocoa time in front of you.
Oh, shoot. I'm going to swear.
So peanut butter cocoa time, is the name indicative of what's in it?
Absolutely,
is it 100%.
It is not.
There's no time in it?
Nope. None of that green stuff.
Because that'd go with steelhead.
And cocoa is not coconut, but a chocolate.
Correct.
So this is a Reese's cup in a beer.
More or less, it's like a dark chocolate.
Why didn't you say so?
Right.
Dark chocolate peanut butter cup.
Right. So... Okay, it's got a foamy head on it. Yeah, it's wonderful.
Did you try it?
Yeah. Look, it's all over my mustache. It's all over yours too, right? but anyway, yeah, it's got this frothy head on it. Describe it for us. What is it?
So it's an Imperial Porter by style. We got the peanut butter and the cocoa in there. It literally drinks like a dark chocolate peanut
it's
butter
an
cup.
Imperial Porter.
Imperial Porter. So you got
I've
some of those roasty chocolate notes to it. Big, dark, creamy. Everything you want a good dark beer to be.
I'm just thinking after a glass of this, I won't even be able to say Imperial Porter.
Right.
That's not an easy
So what's the ABV on this?
ABV is about 8.5.
Oh, okay. That's...
So you step back. We went from 9.5
to 8.5. Child's play.
Right, yeah.
Taking it down a notch.
Right, yeah.
That's like a Miller Lite.
So you serve this closer to room temperature, or do you usually serve it real cold?
We usually serve about 45 degrees.
Okay.
So dark beers you typically want around 45 to 50.
Yeah.
A little bit warmer than some
lighter
beers.
I lean to the 50. When I'm at deer camp, like this time of year, It's just perfect because you leave it outside and it's 45 to 50. Your beer's perfect.
Exactly.
If you're drinking a heavier beer especially, like I tend to bring up, I think, some Scotch ales and some double IPAs. I don't bring up any, you know, my buddy Ted, he likes to bring up a maintenance beer. And I'd just as soon just sip on a beer as to have to drink, you know, 10 of them.
I'm on quality, not quantity when I'm up on that. Because you know what? I don't want to be tipped over. I want to have my wits about me.
And this is funny because this guy's tipped over with me several times.
Right.
But you know, the cool thing is when I first started hunting with Jop 10 years ago, he was a Labatt's Blue Light guy.
I was. And I hated craft beer.
And he had this beautiful house up on a lake, and I visited him like one of the first times and went down. He had this gorgeous bar, and he takes me down to show me his bar, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, this house is like a mansion. And he opens up his refrigerator, and it's just stocked with beer. And he goes, you like Labatt's or Labatt's Light? And I'm like, and he goes, well, I got some of this microbrew stuff somebody left here. Let's see, what's this one? It's an Oberon. I go, I'll take it. And then our friendship began there.
Right.
And now, would you drink a Labatt's?
It doesn't cross the end of my driveway. I'm just going to tell you that.
See,
right
the
now.
Conversion begins.
Right.
Absolutely.
I'm an ambassador for the microbrew.
And I will give you all the due credit there because you introduced me to and exposed me to a whole new side of life that I was unfamiliar with, and now it's one of the things I enjoy the most.
So funny,
right?
Because I think it was when I wrinkled my nose when he offered me a Labatt's Light, and it's like, okay, it couldn't get worse. You had to make it light,
right? Exactly.
Like, why don't you just
less
say
flavor?
Yay.
You know what? And I kidded myself with that because back in the day they made those big oil cans like Foster's did. And my whole novelty thing was it's time for an oil change.
Oh, yeah. Because
you sit down and drink six of those in a day,
yes,
right, and change your oil throughout the day. Well, all you did is you rented it, man. You were making a run to the bathroom every 15 minutes when you were doing that. And it's like, nah, this is just not doing it.
So let's talk a little steelhead on the grill. Right. My favorite way to do steelhead, back in the day I used to go on the Red Boat in Grand Haven. And this captain that owned the Red Boat, Captain Bill, I can't remember his name anymore, but he would catch steelhead, we would catch, and he would fillet them right while we were fishing.
Mm-hmm.
On the stern, he had a big polymer cutting board. He'd gut them out. He'd cut that little mud vein out. He'd fillet them. He'd cube them. He'd roll them in progressive breadcrumbs.
Progressive, yep.
Yeah, progressive. Yep. It's the insurance breadcrumb.
Three different levels of breadcrumbs and a progressive roll. Is that what we're talking
and
about?
And then he'd throw them in a little fry daddy. He had a generator on the boat. He'd fire it up, throw it in the fry daddy, and then just fry them just a little bit. Not like kill them.
Right.
Just nicely. Like Big Paulie would say, just nice. And then he'd put some Mrs. Grass and some lemon pepper on them. And, oh, my gosh. It was like crack, man. We would just eat those. Yes, I said crack.
Oh, I thought you said grass. I thought you meant Mrs. Dash, not Mrs. Grass. But is there a seasoning?
Oh, that's a soup, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mrs. Dash. I don't even use it anymore. But that's what he would throw on it.
Sounds good.
Mrs. Grass.
And it was good, right? Right off the back of the boat. I mean, you're right. You're never going to eat anything more fresh than right out of the lake like that. And you can't tell me that isn't a better way to do it than letting it sit in your fridge 3 or 4 days before you cook it up.
But now
right?
If you catch a steelhead right now, you can just fillet it.
Right.
What would you do to it?
Same thing. I like grilling them in direct heat. You know what? It's almost a poach that you do with them, but it just keeps it moist. And I like to let the fish do the talking.
What are you going to season it with?
Well, I just want lemon and butter on steelhead. I think it's that good. I don't need to cover it with a bunch of seasonings. You can put a profile on it if you like that. But to me, just the lemon wedges or the lemon slices, rather, and a few pats of butter, and let that stuff on the indirect side of my grill close the lid. And you can tell when it's done. It'll flake away, right? But it's just I like to let the fish do the work.
I'm going
to
add one thing.
Okay.
Coarse ground black pepper and some thyme.
Yep.
Fresh thyme.
Michelle doesn't enjoy that pepper flavor. That spiciness on the back of your tongue, that slows her down. But
yeah, that's okay.
Anyway, coming up next, maybe we'll get better if we roast your pumpkin. Stick with us. We'll be back.